In this bulletin, the flood cleanup operation continues in Queensland and New South Wales. Australia launches a 10-year plan to boost the numbers of Indigenous health workers. And in sport, Ben Tudhope named as Australia's flag bearer for the Beijing Winter Paralympics closing ceremony. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. The clean-up continues in New South Wales and Queensland following the devastating floods. In New South Wales, about 4,000 tonnes a day of waste has been removed from the streets of people's properties in the Hawkesbury Nepean Valley. Officials say 25% of nearly 15,000 properties assessed in the region are uninhabitable. There are 23 evacuation orders in place across the state, affecting 3,470 people. New South Wales Premier Dominic Perrottet announced a $25 million mental health support package to help residents in the short and long term.
And I know for many people, this event, this destruction can be overwhelming, but we will be there side by side with you every step of the way. We will get through this. We will get the housing, we will get the cleanup completed, and we will get every single community and every single person back on their feet as quickly as possible.
In Queensland, more than 100 pieces of debris have been removed from the port of Brisbane, and 60 beacons are being repaired, allowing the port to slowly return to full capacity. Queensland Treasurer Cameron Dick says that will help the local economy to recover. The Port of Brisbane reels in $50 billion in trade from 2,500 annual shipment movements. Ukrainian officials say new efforts to evacuate civilians from cities under siege are being complicated by constant Russian shelling. Humanitarian corridors are being set up from Mariupol, Sumy, and towns and villages outside the capital, Kyiv. The United Nations says the situation in Mariupol is particularly desperate after 2 weeks of bombardment, cutting off access to food, water and power. The federal government has announced a 10-year plan to increase the numbers of Indigenous Australians working in the health sector from 1.8% to 3.43% by 2031. The government has committed $53.1 million over the next 3 years to implement the country's first national Indigenous health workforce plan. In a statement, Health Minister Greg Hunt says the aim is to have better representation of Indigenous health workers to reflect the overall population numbers. Minister for Indigenous Australians Ken Wyatt says the policy is expected to result in an unprecedented increase in the number of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander doctors, nurses, midwives, allied health professionals, health workers and health practitioners working across the health system throughout the next decade. Thousands of Australians are still getting COVID-19 each day, even as states and territories consider relaxing isolation requirements and reducing the reliance on PCR testing. The Australian Health Protection Principle Committee is urgently reviewing both changes following decisions made at last Friday's National Cabinet meeting. New South Wales reported 13,093 new infections on Sunday, with a further 7 virus-related deaths. In Victoria, there are 5,192 new cases and 4 deaths, while the ACT had 649 infections. The death toll since the pandemic began is 5,582. South Australian Premier Stephen Marshall has written a letter to Treasurer Josh Frydenberg asking him to consider reducing the fuel excise in the federal budget to deal with record-high petrol prices. The excise is a flat tax on petrol, which is currently set at 44.2 cents a litre. Prices of $2 a litre have become commonplace around the country in recent weeks as a result of global oil prices spiking due to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Mr. Marshall says the federal government should consider giving motorists relief and reduce the fuel excise in the upcoming federal budget.
They actually bring in a lot of money for the federal government, but we know also that with fuel prices so high, this is going to have a massive flow-on effect for cost of living for households, but also for the productivity of the nation. It's going to hit all of our truckies moving important goods right around the country at the moment. It's a very difficult time. Temporary relief would be very, very much welcomed.
And in sports, Paris snowboard cross bronze medalist Ben Tudhope will be Australia's flag bearer for the closing ceremony of the Beijing Winter Paralympics. The 22-year-old says it feels absolutely incredible to be given the honour. And now a look at tomorrow's weather. In Perth, partly cloudy 29. Adelaide, also partly cloudy 33. Melbourne, showers 26. The same for Hobart, 17. Canberra, partly cloudy 26. Wollongong, shower or 2, 23. Sydney and Newcastle, showers 25. Brisbane, partly cloudy 27. Cairns, showers 30. And Darwin, shower or 2 and a possible storm, 34 degrees. And that's the latest from the SBS Newsroom.